My name is Emily, and I feel as if I've lived 1,000 lives in just a few decades. My story isn't a fairy tale, but it is one of resilience, of love found, love lost, and love rediscovered. And it all began with a boy named Alex. Alex and I grew up in the same neighborhood. Our houses were just a stone's throw away from each other. Our mothers were best friends, and from a very young age, we were inseparable. Race you to the old oak. Alex's voice echoed through the crisp morning air as we ran barefoot through the dew-kissed grass. "You're on," I'd shout back, my heart pounding with adrenaline and joy. We would spend our days climbing trees, catching fireflies, and dreaming of grand adventures beyond our small town. Our favorite spot was a secret nook near the creek, the water's soft murmur providing the perfect background for our most heartfelt conversations. "You know, Emily," he once said, as we lay gazing at the starlit sky, "one day, I'm going to build us a house right here by the creek. It'll have a big porch, a garden, and a swing for our kids." His words, spoken with the certainty only a child can possess, painted images of a shared future in my mind. It was during those carefree years that we fell in love, our bond deepening with each passing day. We were no longer just Emily and Alex. We were Emily and Alex, the inseparable duo. As we grew older, our connection grew stronger. He was there when I won the spelling bee in the 8th grade, shouting my name louder than anyone else in the audience. I was there when he scored the winning touchdown, cheering him on with unrestrained pride. During one late-night conversation under our cherished oak tree, the air dense with summer warmth and cicada psalms, he turned to me and said, "Emily, we've always been together, haven't we?" I nodded, not quite sure where he was going with this. He took a deep breath, fumbling with the grass under his fingers. "I've been thinking, we've grown up together, we know each other better than anyone else. And I love you, Em, I really do." His confession sent waves of warmth through me. I reached for his hand, the moonlight illuminating the sincerity in his eyes. "I love you too, Alex." From that moment, our bond was forever changed. We were no longer just best friends, but lovers. The years following were a blissful blur, filled with stolen kisses and whispered words of love. We were two halves of a whole, ready to face whatever life threw at us, as long as we were together. On a sunny summer day, under the same oak tree that had borne witness to our childhood, Alex asked me to be his wife. My heart overflowed with joy as I said yes, the promise of a shared future spreading warmth throughout my being. We were no longer just lovers, we were now partners for life. Our wedding was a simple affair, held in the backyard of my childhood home. Family and friends came from near and far to celebrate our union. I remember looking into Alex's eyes as we exchanged vows, seeing the same love and commitment that had been a constant since our childhood. The early days of our marriage were filled with laughter, dreams, and shared ambitions. We both held jobs. I was a teacher at the local school, and Alex worked as a mechanic at his family's garage. Our days would begin with sleepy kisses in the early morning light, then a quick breakfast before we both rushed off to work. Despite our busy schedules, we made sure to cherish every moment we had together. "You know, Emily," Alex would often say as we collapsed into bed after a long day, "I still can't believe I married my best friend. How did I get so lucky?" And I would just laugh, looking at him with a love that seemed to grow with every passing day. "I think I'm the lucky one, Alex." We both worked hard, dreaming of the house by the creek, the one Alex had promised to build for us. During our rare moments of respite, we would sit under our oak tree, our fingers entwined as we envisioned our future home. "Do you think we could have a room dedicated just for books?" I once asked, my mind full of grand designs. Alex simply chuckled, squeezing my hand. "For my bookworm wife, anything." Our professional lives were challenging, but we were young, energetic, and driven by our dreams. We faced every obstacle together, our love for each other serving as a shield against the hardships of life. And then life presented us with the most wonderful news. I was pregnant. The joy we felt was indescribable, a potent mix of happiness, anticipation, and a little bit of fear. "I'm going to be a dad," Alex said, a touch of awe in his voice. The reality of our situation slowly sunk in, bringing a sense of peace and contentment. We were no longer just a couple, but soon to be parents. As a couple, we had faced numerous challenges and come out stronger on the other side. But nothing could have prepared us for the heartache that lay ahead. It was a test unlike any other, one that would leave us shattered and bereft. The excitement of the first few months of my pregnancy was a delightful whirlwind. We celebrated the small milestones from my growing belly to the first fluttery kicks. Our conversations were full of hope and anticipation as we imagined our future as parents. One day, as we were picking out names for our baby, Alex turned to me with a thoughtful expression. "How about Elizabeth if it's a girl? It's a strong, timeless name." "And if it's a boy?" I asked, my heart filled with a warm glow. "Maybe Samuel, like my grandfather." Our dreams, however, were cruelly interrupted when I woke up one night to a sharp pain that sent me doubling over. The subsequent trip to the hospital and the devastating news that followed are etched in my memory like a terrible nightmare. We had lost our baby. I remember how Alex held my hand tightly in the hospital, his eyes brimming with a grief that mirrored mine. "I'm so sorry, Emily," he said, his voice choked with emotion. I could only nod, too shattered to utter a word. I was no longer a mother-to-be. I was a woman who had lost her child. We navigated through the pain together, our shared grief a silent bond between us. Just when we thought we were ready to try again, the unthinkable happened. I got pregnant and miscarried for the second time. The doctor explained in gentle tones about my problems with the uterus, about the risks involved. The words hit us like a ton of bricks, shattering our dreams of parenthood. "Emily," Alex said as we sat under our oak tree, the place of our most heartfelt conversations. "I just want you to be safe and healthy. We'll find a way to deal with this. We always do, don't we?" His words offered little comfort against the enormity of our loss. As I leaned against him, the setting sun painting the sky with hues of orange and pink, I couldn't help but wonder about our future. We were no longer just a couple facing the usual hurdles of life. We were a couple shadowed by loss, grappling with the uncertainty of our parenthood dreams. Life has a peculiar way of surprising you when you least expect it. After the heartache of two miscarriages, I discovered that I was pregnant once again. The news filled me with a mixture of joy, apprehension, and fear. The routine scan, however, revealed something that left us astounded. The ultrasound technician, her eyes wide with surprise, turned the screen towards us. "You're expecting quadruplets," she said, her voice filled with disbelief. For a moment, silence reigned in the room. I could feel Alex's hand, clammy against mine, as we stared at the screen displaying four distinct forms. I was carrying not one, but four lives within me. "Quadruplets," Alex repeated, his voice barely above a whisper. Are you sure?" The technician just nodded, offering us a sympathetic smile. I felt a strange surge of emotions. Happiness, fear, worry, all jumbled together. Yet, underlying it all, there was a sense of wonder and gratitude. After my previous losses, I was being given another chance at motherhood, albeit an overwhelming one. However, the reality of the situation slowly dawned upon us as we sat in the doctor's office. The risks involved, the financial strain, the impact on our lives, everything seemed magnified fourfold. "Emily, we need to think about this," Alex said later that evening, his face lined with worry. "Quadruplets, it's going to be challenging, both physically and financially. And what about your health?" the doctor said. "I know, Alex, I know," I interrupted, my voice firm despite the turmoil within me. "But I won't get rid of this pregnancy. I can't bear the thought of losing another child." "But Emily," he started, desperation creeping into his voice. "No, Alex," I interjected, tears stinging my eyes. "This might be my last chance. We'll figure something out." That night, our conversation hung heavily in the air. We were no longer just a couple dealing with the trials of life. We were a couple standing on the precipice of an overwhelming challenge. The days following the revelation of my quadruplet pregnancy were fraught with tension. Alex and I were caught in a whirlwind of emotions, our dreams of parenthood now seemingly monstrous and unattainable. One night, as I lay awake, staring at the shadowy ceiling, Alex turned to me, his voice soft yet laden with worry. "Emily, I'm scared," he admitted. "Scared for you, for us, for our future. Quadruplets, it's too much." His words hung heavy in the silence, echoing my own fears. Yet, despite the gnawing uncertainty, I knew in my heart that I couldn't give up on my babies. "Alex, I'm scared too," I confessed, my voice barely a whisper. "But I won't terminate this pregnancy. I can't go through that pain again. This might be our only chance to have a family." "But Emily," he pleaded, his voice choked with emotion. "We don't even know if we can provide for four children. And what about your health?" "You curb what the doctor said." His words trailed off, the grim reality of our situation sinking in. I know the risks, Alex, I replied, my determination steady. But I also know that if we don't take this chance, I'll always regret it. I can't live with that. For a moment, silence stretched between us. Then with a sigh, Alex spoke, his voice barely audible. And if I can't agree with this, Emily, what then? My heart ached at his words, yet I knew I couldn't back down. Then, I guess I'll have to face that when it comes, Alex. And with that, our fate was sealed. We had always been a team, facing life's challenges together. But this time, I was on my own. I was no longer just a woman yearning for motherhood. I was a woman willing to stand her ground, to fight for her chance at a family, no matter what it cost her. The day Alex walked out of our home was one I'd never forget. He stood at the threshold, his bags packed, his eyes full of regret and fear. The man I had loved since childhood was abandoning me and our unborn children. Emily, he began, struggling for words. I just can't. I'm sorry. His apology hung in the air between us, a painful reminder of our broken dreams. He was walking away from the life we had imagined, from the family we were about to become. As he disappeared down the street, I closed the door, my heart heavy with despair. Alone in our now empty home, I felt the weight of my situation more acutely than ever before. Yet, even amidst the heartache, I knew I couldn't afford to crumble. I was not just a woman scorned. I was a woman with four lives growing inside her. The next day, I sought solace in the one person who had always been there for me, my mother. I poured out my fears, my pain, my loneliness. She listened, her heart aching for me, yet her spirit never wavering. Emily, she said, her hand cupping my face. You are stronger than you think. You will get through this, for yourself and for your babies. Her faith in me sparked a determination within. I began to pick up the pieces of my shattered life. I sought assistance from government agencies and charitable organizations, embracing their support as I prepared for the journey ahead. Late into the night, I would sit in the nursery, gently rubbing my belly, speaking softly to my babies. Your daddy may not be with us, I'd say. But know that you are loved, you are wanted, and we'll face whatever comes our way together. I was no longer just a woman abandoned. I was a woman standing tall amidst her trials, ready to face whatever life had in store. In the wake of Alex's departure, my mother became my bedrock, her presence a constant reassurance in a world that had tilted on its axis. With the arrival of my beautiful quadruplets, three girls and a boy, our lives took a dramatic turn. Long sleepless nights, countless diaper changes, and an endless cycle of feeding and burping became my new normal. Yet every little coo, every small gurgle, made it all worth it. One day, as my mother and I sat amidst the soft murmuring of the babies, she looked at me with affection in her eyes. Emily, you're doing so well, she said, her voice thick with pride. Exhausted yet fulfilled, I looked at her, managing a small smile. I'm just doing what I need to, Mom. For them. In response, she covered my hand with hers, her touch as comforting as ever. And that's what makes you remarkable, dear. As weeks morphed into months, I found myself navigating the labyrinth of motherhood, supported by my mom and sustained by the assistance I received from the government and charitable organizations. Each moment with my babies was precious. I found joy in their tiny yawns, their cute sneezes, the way their tiny fingers wrapped around mine. I spent hours talking to them, sharing stories of their family, their father, and the world they were yet to explore. We're a team, my darlings, I'd whisper, touching their soft cheeks. We're going to conquer the world together. As the days passed, I felt myself evolving, growing into the role of a mother, finding strength I never knew I possessed. I was no longer just a woman struggling to keep her life together. I was a mother, a survivor, a woman powered by her love for her children. In the midst of my whirlwind life, a new ray of hope appeared. His name was Sam, a widower with two children of his own and a thriving small business. Our paths crossed at a community event for parents. I'm Sam, he introduced himself, a kind smile on his face. And those two are my world, he pointed to a pair of cherubic faces peering at us shyly. In him, I found a kindred spirit, someone who understood the challenges of single parenthood. Our friendship blossomed naturally, our shared experiences becoming the foundation of our bond. One day, as we sat in the park, our children playing happily in the distance, Sam turned to me, his eyes serious. Emily, he began, his voice hesitant, I know we've both been through a lot. Would you consider giving us a chance? His words hung in the air, a question and an offer, all at once. I looked at him, really looked at him, seeing the hope and the fear in his eyes. And I knew my answer. Yes, Sam, I responded, my voice steady. I would like that. Our courtship was a dance of patience and understanding, of stolen moments amidst parental duties, of shared laughter and comforting silences. It wasn't long before Sam asked me to marry him, promising to love me and my children as his own. With the blessings of our children and my mother, we wed in a simple ceremony, embarking on a new journey of shared dreams and responsibilities. We were no longer just two single parents. We were a family, bound by love, resilience, and a shared past. As the years passed, my four beautiful babies bloomed into four remarkable individuals. I watched with a heart brimming with pride as they navigated their own paths, their lives a testament to the love and resilience that had marked their upbringing. There was Maria, the eldest by a few minutes, who had inherited my love for books. She pursued a degree in literature and became a respected university professor. Then there was Emma, the artist of the family. She found her calling in painting and managed to make a successful career out of her passion. Her artworks were sought after, their vibrant colors and emotions speaking to many. John, the only boy, took after Sam. He showed a keen interest in business from a young age. With Sam's guidance, he completed his MBA and took over the family business, expanding it further with his innovative ideas. And finally, there was Lily, our sunshine. She pursued her interest in environmental science and dedicated her life to making the world a better place. Her work in an environmental NGO was impactful and fulfilling. One day, as we sat together in our living room, our laughter filling the air, John looked at me, his eyes full of affection. "Mom," he said, "we want you to know that we're here for you, just as you've been there for us. You don't have to worry about anything." The sincerity in his words and the nodding agreement from his sisters made me well up. "Thank you, my loves," I responded, my voice thick with emotion. "I couldn't be prouder of you all." Our shared past had nurtured a bond that held us together. Through their successes, my children not only became financially independent, but also took care of me, their love and gratitude a constant reminder of our journey together. We were more than just a family. We were a testament to love, resilience, and the power of never giving up. The years of peace and prosperity in our lives were disrupted by an unexpected visitor. Alex, the man who had once been my world, who had abandoned his own flesh and blood, was at our doorstep after all these years. He looked older, haggard, a shadow of the man I once knew. His eyes were filled with regret as he looked at us, his once family. "Emily," he began, his voice raspy. I've made mistakes, terrible ones, and I know I don't deserve it, but I'm here to ask for your forgiveness." The room was filled with an uncomfortable silence. I felt my grown children's eyes on me, their confusion and hurt palpable. Drawing a deep breath, I addressed my offspring. "Your father has come to ask for our forgiveness. It's a lot to process. I won't influence your decision. He hurt us all, but the choice to forgive him is yours." One by one, they confronted their father. Maria, always the eloquent one, voiced her anger and hurt. "You were never there for us," she said, her voice trembling. "You chose to walk away, Dad, and now we choose not to forgive you." Emma, John, and Lily echoed their sister's sentiments. Their words were not laced with hatred, but with hurt and betrayal, a scar left by a father who had chosen to abandon them. Alex left, his hopes of forgiveness and reconciliation crushed under the weight of his past actions. That day, my sons and daughters reminded me of the strength and resilience they had inherited from their challenging beginnings. Their words were not just a rejection of their father, but a testament to their resilience and the family we had become in his absence. Judgment Day arrived in a way none of us expected. My grown children, my pride and joy, had made a decision that required courage and honesty. They chose not to forgive their biological father. After Alex left, we sat together in silence, each lost in our own thoughts. The air was thick with emotions, hurt, confusion, a strange sense of closure. Yet amidst all this, I felt a sense of peace. I felt vindicated, not out of spite, but because my children, my family, stood strong in their principles. "I want you all to know," I said, breaking the silence, "that whatever decision you made, I would have been proud of you. It takes courage to face your past, your pain, and you've shown that today." Their eyes met mine, understanding and gratitude reflected in them. "Thank you, Mom," Maria said, her siblings nodding in agreement. "For everything. For all the sacrifices, the love, the strength. You made us who we are." Tears welled up in my eyes, but I smiled. This was my family. This was the life I had built from the ashes of my past. We had overcome financial hardship, abandonment, and heartache. Today, we stood together, stronger and closer than ever. As I looked at my children, now thriving adults, I felt content. Sam, my rock and my partner, held my hand, his love and support as constant as ever. This was my life, filled with love, resilience, and an unbreakable bond of family. And as I went to bed that night, the house filled with the comforting sound of my family's presence, I knew one thing for sure. I wouldn't have had it any other way.